share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. So, you'd like to drive more traffic to your listings, eh? Kathy Terrell is here now to tell us how to do so by using eBay Collections. She's an eBay education specialist trained by eBay, and she's known on eBay as NYC Fitness Family Finds, all one word. Kathy, how can eBay Collections help get me ranked better in search results?
First of all, hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
This actually came about. I had had suspicions about eBay Collections, just anecdotally noting certain things when I was searching on eBay. So when I was part of the eBay seller team that met with Susie Deering, who was here recently in the city, and she is the chief marketing officer for eBay, and Bridget Davies was also part of the team that I got to speak with, and she is the vice president of advertising for eBay. And I said to Susie, I said, I've noticed when I'm shopping on eBay that when I'm shopping, you know, so I'm searching, let's say, Tommy Bahama shirt. I'm looking to pick up a shirt for my husband, that eBay collections that have Tommy Bahama shirts in them or a men's Hawaiian shirt in them are showing up in the right-hand side of my feed on eBay. I'm starting to notice eBay collections related to my search. She said yes. And I said, what I'm noticing, because, of course, being the avid seller that I am, I hop over and I look at the collections to try and figure out why they're showing up in search, is they're related to my search. So when you create an eBay collection, if you set it up correctly, eBay can then take that information, take your collection, and it's actually feeding it into the search for shoppers to look at. So what this means is, of course, you have an optimized listing on eBay. Of course, you're following eBay's best practices. You can get more bang for your buck by creating an eBay collection, which is free, because then your item will show up in search when people are doing general searches for items related to yours. The shopper goes, oh, look at Griff's collection. Look at Lee's collection. And they hop over and they click it, and you just got more eyes on your item for free.
Do I need an eBay store?
No, Lee, you don't. That's a great question. No, and this is what is so great about eBay collections. First of all, do you have a store? Absolutely, you want to be doing eBay collections. But this is a great way to get similar benefits to, for instance, eBay store categories or an eBay store description by using an eBay collection. So let's say, because I know Griff has wonderful men's shirts. So let's say I had some golf shirts. We just had the big PGA, the Masters tournament. So let's say I have some great golf shirts. I could have done a great eBay collection on golf shirts, and that would have helped my golf shirts to get better search results on eBay, because eBay would have fed my eBay collection to shoppers when they were looking for golf shirts.
Are titles important, Kathy, for a collection? And if so, how do I choose the best title for my collection?
That's such a good question. Yes, they're crucial. And this is one of the things that I discussed with Susie and with Bridget. And I'm actually in the process of revising a lot of my collections with tips that I learned from them. Your title is incredibly important. It's very similar to the title of your listing, because you want to have it as tightly niched as possible, and you want to have great keywords in your title, because that's an area from which eBay search is grabbing information to know what collections to feed shoppers. So, for instance, we just had Father's Day, and Lee being a wonderful seller, if she had done a Father's Day collection just saying Father's Day or Father's Day gifts, if somebody had, you know, been looking at her store and looked at her collections, that's great. But something that general is very hard for eBay search to pick up. Now, if she had done cufflinks that are great gifts for Father's Day, or ties that are great gifts for Father's Day, or golf shirts that are great gifts for Father's Day, you're giving eBay so much more information that they can use to feed your collection to people. And I actually did a tip sheet on this. So if you hop over to my website, ilovetobeselling.com, and if you look at free tips and you click it, you'll see the download link. You can get a tip sheet. I did. It's over 10 pages, and it's called Make eBay Collections Your Sales Weapon. And you can download that, and I go into great detail about picking titles and things to consider when you're picking your titles, because you want to get the very best search results that eBay can give you by setting up your collection correctly.
So we've talked about getting a good title for our collection.
Yes.
How can
yes.
we optimize the collection? Give us some tips.
Good. So what happens is when you're setting up an eBay collection, Griff, I know you have collections. Lee, do you have a collection yet or not?
I have a little one that I started.
Okay, you got a little one. So we're going to use Griff as the example because a lot of people know that Griff sells shirts. So let's say he's got, we're going to do a patriotic red, white, and blue collection. So let's say Griff has a lot of red, white, and blue shirts. So he's listing a new red shirt, and he thinks, aha, I'm going to add this to my red, white, and blue collection. So you click Add to My Collection. Now, let's say he's starting the collection from scratch, so he would need to type in what he's going to title his collection, then it'll take the shirt to the new collection board, and then you're given the option to write a description for the item, very similar to writing a description for your eBay item. A lot of sellers ignore this.
Mm.
It's similar to pinning. They just add the shirt to the collection, or the golf shirt, or the cufflinks, or the jewelry, whatever the item is. And they completely ignore adding an item description. Because sometimes sellers figure, well, hey, you know, my eBay item has a description. That's enough. No. You want a little description on your item in your eBay collection. And, again, a sentence or two is fine. Think keywords. Look at your description for your eBay item. Think of how you can really distill that down and fill that in. Because that is an area that eBay search is going to be getting information from. And then once you've established your collection, you want to click Edit Collection and add a description for the collection. Again, similar to the description for an eBay store, this is an SEO or a search area that you want. Again, you want to give eBay help. You want to give them keywords and a description of what is in your collection, so that they can feed your collection to the right shopper. It's all about giving them the information they need.
Well, Cynthia,
and then you're done.
Cynthia from New Mexico sent us an email. I'm so glad she asked this question because I'm thinking the same thing. Is this different than a Pinterest collection?
Pinterest is a separate social media site, okay? So, for instance, I have my eBay listing up. There's the red pin it button on it. I click it. It takes me to my Pinterest account, and then I pin. But similar, you add a description, you have boards, etc. But it is a separate site outside of eBay.
So, Griff, don't you and I have Pinterest collections? Isn't
well,
that
yeah,
what
but
we
have? We have Pinterest, but that's different than eBay's collection.
That's what I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, they're
of.
Completely
okay.
different.
Okay.
So, and technically, Pinterest is not a collection. Pinterest are boards.
Got it.
So you have a Pinterest account.
So I do not have an eBay collection. I have to take that back.
We'll have to get going.
I do not have an eBay collection.
What are you waiting for?
I'm going to do rhinestones, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Pinterest is a separate site similar to Facebook. So you have Facebook, you have Pinterest. You create boards and you pin your items there. eBay collections are on site. They are within eBay. So when somebody's searching, there's the center column on eBay, if you're on a computer, that has what you're searching for. In the right-hand column, different things will appear. One of the things that eBay feeds in this right-hand column, and I've just noticed this like in the past 6 or 7 months, if they were doing it before, I just never noticed it, is an eBay collection. So your eBay collections can show up in product searches in the right-hand side. It is completely separate, but it is on the eBay site. eBay is literally using eBay content to help shoppers find what they want, and it helps you feature your items.
Ah.
So it's another way to get eyeballs. Again, it's all about getting traffic. Properly optimizing your listing gets you traffic. eBay collections gets you traffic because it's another way to show up in an eBay search and to be featured in an eBay search. I've gone through and there's one collection. Well, don't you want to be that one collection? Because this
I'll
is a way to get all those shoppers to come over and look at your collection.
So how can I reuse artwork from my eBay collection?
Oh, this is great. This is like an advanced tip. I'll explain. So once your eBay collection is all set up, And again, this is very similar to an eBay store for anybody who's got an eBay store. You can actually upload, if you click edit collection, you can upload a header. So you could use a product picture. So totally I could upload, you know, again with Griff, I could upload a picture of my shirts, or you can hop over to the site Canva and you can use PicMonkey, you know, whatever you like to use. I use Canva. It's free. And I can create a header for my cats, for my collection. So let's say again, red, white, and blue, shirts that make you feel patriotic. So that's the name of my eBay collection. I can create a red, white, and blue header in Canva and maybe even include some of the pictures of my shirts. If I have a store, I can even put a discreet little store logo in there. Then I can upload that to eBay. So I have this beautiful graphic header for my collection. And then, let's say, for instance, I'm going to post this over to my Facebook business page. I could go to my Facebook business page, type in a sentence or two about, hey, you know, July 4th is coming up. Don't you want a great red, white, and blue shirt? Upload my beautiful store, excuse me, my beautiful eBay collection header. Put the HTTP link in for my eBay collection. And boom, I've got a beautiful, colorful graphic. I can tweet out the graphic with a link. It's another way to get eyeballs on the item and to have it might not look quite so salesy. More colorful, fun graphic, more come and look at my wonderful stuff. And you've repurposed your graphic. So the work you put in, you're able to use that graphic for a Facebook business page, for a Twitter post, any other places that you'd want to use on your blog. And thanks for asking. And it's a great way, too, for your collection to stand out, because you've taken the time to put up the beautiful header.
Kathy, we love you. There's our music.
Kathy Terrell, always a pleasure. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
We are redesigning the eBay Radio Archives website, and we want your feedback. Just click on the site feedback at the bottom of the right-hand sidebar on any eBay Radio Archives page. Then click the name of the page for which you would like to offer feedback, be it a compliment or criticism, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we want to know. Click on the site feedback on any eBay Radio Archives page.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks, I'm on my way.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it. Value it. Price it.